This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. As usual, the American border is under siege. And guess what? The Ninth Circuit is stepping up to the challenge. Border battle intensifies. 100,000 caught in a month. Trump under pressure. Really? So we get rid of Kirsten Nielsen. Probably a pretty good idea, actually. But anyway, just I thought I would throw that out. It's starting to look better and better that Donald Trump probably should have gotten rid of her sooner. That's just my opinion, and I am just a radio talk show host, right? Anyway, this is just part of the gig. So welcome aboard. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your information about New California and all the things that are going on with New California. Anyway, we've got a lot of things, like I said, going on here. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. And the call-in line is 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 is a call-in line, and that will be open in the B blocks of the hours ahead. Boy, we've got a lot of hours going on. There's no question about it. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've got a gazillion things happening in the world around us, and we oftentimes don't take enough time to look around and say, okay, how's the family doing? And we want to definitely check in with our family members and say hi every once in a while. Kind of interesting when you don't see them for a while, just all of a sudden they're here. And someday they might not be, so that's why I'm saying get close to your family. it's time to start doing that. Okay, so we got just a ton of things going on. A.G. Barr, our new attorney general, is about to go to, actually, to the Capitol, and he's about to, well, you know, get involved with guess who? Get the Democrats, of course. And what's going to happen with the Democrats is that they're going to grill him over the fact that he just sent out a small little four-page memo that said, oh, there's no there there. Of course, everybody and their mother knows there's no there there. I mean, you talk about watching some insane clown people. You just take a look at the Democrats and what they're definitely up to with this whole Russia scandal. Talk about beating a dead horse. The horse is no longer a cadaver. The horse is nothing more than a skeleton, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. And they're beating on the dried, bleached bones out in the middle of the desert near where all the illegal foreign nationals are coming across the border, invading our country, right? Invading our country. And this is the big dilemma, of course, that we have, is how are we going to stop the dilemma? The dilemma of this invasion that is really what should be the focus of what is going on. However, what do we have here? We have got a situation of which all of our attention is being diverted away from the border issue by the bleached bones in the Sonoran Desert. That's really what we have. Let's not take our eyes off the border. The focus of your attention in all in everything that you do vis-a-vis the news has got to be on the border. That's the main focus, because they're trying to deliberately distract you from it. And there's a lot of things that are going on. You know, this whole thing, when you take a look at the border situation, when you take a look at the criminal behavior that's behind all this, you got to look at the cartels, don't you? The cartels. Who runs the cartels? Internationally, the cartels are found everywhere. They're ubiquitous, and they're more ubiquitous in this nation now because of their legendary two things that they deal in. And a lot of people don't understand how this all works, but so we're going to try and explain a little bit to you. Like yesterday, we were talking about the Cloward and Piven strategy and what's been going on with the Cloward and Piven strategy, how that all worked. We gave you some examples. One of them was Obamacare. Actually, I pulled out a speech from 5 years ago that I gave regarding Cloward and Piven strategy. And we'll probably pull out the part of it today again. But this whole Cloward and Piven strategy, which has just completely overwhelmed the system. And that's what we're seeing at the border. Now, Donald Trump declares an emergency. One of the things he wants to do is make sure that, and this came out with a policy directive from Kirstjen Nielsen, is that all people seeking asylum must stay in Mexico and not be processed into the United States. Now, we get a ruling by a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judge, naturally from San Francisco. See, San Francisco controls the liberal side of the whole. Well, look what San Francisco has done to California. The policies, all the policies for California State emanate from San Francisco. And usually, all these judges are, you know, of one particular persuasion in the Ninth Circuit, mostly in San Francisco. Now, some are coming on that are conservative, but ultra-liberal judges, it's just that that's where they hang out. And it's very easy to see how that happens in the Bay Area. All you need to do is just go down there. Just cruise the streets of San Francisco. Don't slip in the poop. I mean, and some of the poop is right there in the, you know, by the state Supreme Court. So these guys have to kind of walk. Well, they don't walk. They get chauffeured. But, you know, it's kind of interesting in the parking structures of all San Francisco and Sacramento. I mean, you want to talk about smelling filth. Go into parking structures in San Francisco or in Sacramento, California. It's disgusting. And don't use the elevators in those parking structures because that's where everybody defecates. Because you can close the door, right? You can have privacy, so you just defecate in the elevator. So you walk around, you walk, you know, you get out of your car, you park your car, and you're walking in poop. You go into your building, you go into a restaurant, you're walking, you're trailing the poop and pee with you. That's the environment that the Ninth Circuit's from. So is it any wonder that Donald Trump's going to be overturned or blocked by a Ninth Circuit? That's why they shop them there. That's why they shop them there. So they block it. In other words, now we can't do that. At least the judge says you can't do that, Donald Trump. The president cannot be a president. Of course, if it was Obama. Oh, by the way, the judge is an Obama judge. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I just didn't get that one out there. That's what I was going to say. If there's an Obama judge around, or if there's a judge around, they shop it to somebody, it's usually an Obama judge, isn't it? And that's exactly what we have in this situation, is an Obama judge has stepped in and stopped Donald Trump, the president of the United States. You know, that there's got to be a better way and a better system, and perhaps breaking up the Ninth Circuit into another circuit as well might be a good idea. I mean, you know, you get it. In fact, I maybe he can figure out a way to fire all the liberal judges in the Ninth Circuit. I'm just saying. It's probably more wishful thinking. But this is the problem that we face. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. State of the future. So William Barr, the Attorney General, is now appearing. He is appearing. He's making his appearance in front of the what committee? Must be the House Committee. What committee is that? Sorry, I'm checking it out here. House hearing. Bill Barr, this is, I'm just checking for understanding. House hearing testifies before the House Appropriations Committee. Oh, okay. So what is happening is he needs more money for the FBI. I think that's what it comes down to. But, you know, guess what? They're going to be there grilling him. And Eric Swalwell. Is it Eric or Jeff? I'm sorry, Jeff Swalwell. That's who, one of them. I don't know. I know somebody's going to text me if I get the name wrong. He's from the Bay. He's shocking from the Bay Area. Shocking, I'm telling you. Shocking. This is outrageous. Another Bay Area person from San Francisco area. He is running for, guess what? El Presidente. Really? Please, please, please. Eric Swalwell. Is it Jeff? Eric? Whatever. His name is Swalwell. He has OTS. There's a certain type of syndrome, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Swalwell. He has a similar syndrome to others, but we're not talking about medical conditions or perceived medical conditions by Mr. Swalwell and others. No, we're just not doing that. We could, but we're not gonna go there. And I know that people are going, well, go ahead, Paul. No, we're not gonna do that. Anyway, so this get back into this border situation because I don't want to be distracted by the shining objects out there. Oh, did I say he's running for president? He announced yesterday. Shocking. 18, 19 people, I guess, something like that involved. It says border battle intensifies, 100,000 caught in a month. Now, remember what we have been saying, and we'll continue to say this. This is going to be the big scheme going forward, is the border. 100,000 caught in a month. That is probably, now I would say double or triple that number. Double or triple that number because you basically, those are the ones that are caught, and the other ones that aren't caught could be double or triple. So maybe, let's round it off to 250,000 people that have attempted or actually come across. So you got another 150,000 that made it across. But the bottom line is what really has come across the border. Now, it's just because they got caught didn't mean that they go back. That's not the way it works. They're still here. So 250,000 human beings, with my projections, are now new Americans that just came across. And you just might as well write, if you play it out with the way the system's working right now, they're here, and they're not going to go away. You know that. So now let's extrapolate this going forward to the numbers that I'm projecting, that we're going to see at least 1 million, and we're not far off that number now, are we? Within 3 months, at least 1 million coming across the border, pretty much unabated. And the judges and the courts and the left are going to keep it open. And you're not going to see Republicans because stopping this in the Senate or anywhere else. No. They like it. Because they're beholding. They're all beholding. And they're beholding to whom? They're beholding to, well, these organizations that get billions of dollars of subsidies from us, the taxpayers, to pay for these poor souls who come across the border. It's a racket, It's a multi-billion dollar racket. It's a scheme that people probably don't want to talk about, but we do here on Agenda 21 Radio all the time. So Trump is under a lot of pressure, sure, but he's also lashing out. So Kirstjen Nielsen is gone, and he's doing quite a shakeup that's going on, at least this is what we're reporting. in an article by Reuters. I like Reuters over the other ones, and Epoch Times. Reuters and the Epoch Times are two major sources here for us, and we appreciate their allowing us to use their content. And we're in a partnership, of course, with Red State Talk Radio and the Epoch Times. All right, I snuck in a drink of brew. Trump seen leaning hard on new Homeland Security chief over the border. This is something that is in the recent offings that came out last night. And by Jeff Mason, says President Donald Trump's new acting chief of Homeland Security will be under pressure to implement legally dubious solutions to an influx of migrants at the Mexico border, policies that his predecessor either could not or would not deliver. Kevin McClanahan, presently commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will be the fourth person to helm the agency under Trump. He takes over as U.S. border officials estimated that 100,000 migrants were apprehended at the southern border in March, the highest level in a decade. The president, who made immigration a key campaign theme, has grown increasingly frustrated with his officials, even as they have implemented aggressive policies to limit immigration. Now, we understand really what's going on in at the border and with these agents. And this is something that's been growing to, I think we're going to be safe to say there's going to be some sort of event down there. That's what we're hearing. We're hearing that there are plans for an event, blah, blah, blah. We're not too, these are the in the rumor mill. I wouldn't say the rumor mill. They're coming from pretty good sources, actually. But whether or not it's going to pan out. See, sometimes when we hear these things and get this information, it most of the time subsides, it takes care of itself because of the various actors involved. And once certain individuals and agencies get involved, they take care of these things somewhat behind the scenes that we don't even hear about. So, but what we are hearing, especially during March and April of this year, we have been hearing great rumblings of certain events happening. I think the biggest event is going to be at this point in time is just this rapid rise and increase of individuals by way of the caravans. We're going to see this more and more and more in April. I think April is going to be a hallmark. Now, there's a couple of things that puts constraints on the immigrants coming going forward. One of them is that the desert down there in Mexico, basically there's a big swath of northern Mexico that's desert. And in that desert, you have heat. And the heat starts to really rise radically in April. So in May and June, the summer heats build. You know, you get temperatures of 120, which is not unusual. That's why they, of course, come across this time of year, because it's cooler and more manageable for them. Says the president who made, immigration experts say Trump lately has called for policies that would violate U.S. laws, international agreements, and court settlements, or require U.S. Congress to pass major legislation. On Friday, he called for the Congress to get rid of the whole asylum system and get rid of immigration judges, and criticized a longstanding federal court decree mandating certain standards of care for migrant children. A congressional official, familiar, with the matter, said some in Congress believe Trump forced out Kirstjen Nielsen, who resigned as secretary on Sunday, in part because she was trying to obey laws on treatment of refugees, granting of amnesty, and separation of families. The big scandal, right? A close source to Nielsen said Trump was convinced to oust her by his senior aide, Stephen Miller. An immigrant hardliner. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're going to kind of switch up gears here a little bit. We're going to come back to the whole story on immigration. Bill Barr is testifying before the House Appropriations Committee. I'm sure he's getting some drilled questions at him. Breaking out the drill. Here we go.
Gun violence in this country, while at the same time hearing
a little bit
ATF
of this
say
flavor
that the budget request would result in staffing reductions. We have talked to the head of the Executive Office for Immigration Review about the need to protect due process and fairness in our immigration courts and the many policy changes that make such goals more difficult to achieve. We have heard the FBI describe the threats to our nation faces, but also that their budget request will not fully fund their efforts to address those threats. As we discuss the departments today, we're faced with a budget request that fails to address many of these concerns and raises new problems. And of course, Mr. Attorney General, we could not hold this hearing without mentioning the elephant in the room, and I'm not referring to my colleagues on the other side. 2.5 weeks ago, the Mueller report was completed in extremely quick fashion.
Here we go.
You turned a 300-plus page report into a 4-page letter that supposedly summarized the findings. Last week, the New York Times reported that the special counsel's office had already created summary documents that were ignored in your letter, and that some investigators within the special counsel's office felt that within the special counsel's office, the summary understates the level of malfeasance by the president and several of his campaign and White House advisors. The American people have been left with many unanswered questions, serious concerns about the process by which you formulated your letter, and uncertainty about when we can expect to see the full report. I believe the American people deserve to see the full report and to be trusted to make our own determinations on the merits based on what the special counsel has presented. Mr. Attorney General, if there's one thing I would like to leave with you today, something you already know, but just my role to remind you, is that this Congress voted unanimously to see that report, that the Congress and the committees of jurisdiction want to see the report, and that the American people want to see the report. I think it would strike a serious blow to our system and, yes, to our democracy if that report is not fully seen. And when it comes to redactions, we would hope that you could tell us when something is redacted, if you feel it has to be, what area it covered, not just a blackout that doesn't tell us where it came from and why it might have been redacted. We're not here today to be in a confrontational situation with you. We want to help you do your job, and you need to help us do ours. But what cannot happen is that somebody higher than you tells you that you don't have to answer our questions or you don't have to deal with us at all. That's not who we are as a country. That's not who we are as a democracy. That's not who we are as an appropriations committee. So let me just say that since 2017, our nation's Justice Department has too often failed to meet the needs of the American people. I hope that with your ascension to Attorney General, we can work together to change that. And with that said, I would turn to my colleague and friend, Mr. Atterholt.
Thank you for yielding, Mr. Chairman, and I, too, would like to welcome Attorney General Barr and Assistant Attorney General Loftus to the Commerce, Justice, Science Subcommittee to testify regarding the FY 2020 budget request. Your stewardship at the Department of Justice is important to all our communities, and your budget proposes key investments in what we can all agree on are critical criminal justice priorities, such as strengthening national security, reducing violent crime, enforcing our nation's immigration laws, combating the opioid crisis, and reducing recidivism. Attorney General Barr, we recognize that you have an incredible, demanding job. Your presence here this morning reveals how seriously you take the Department's FY 2020 budget request, as well as the role of Congress and this committee in making the funding decisions. So thank you for being here this morning. We want to work with you, as the chairman said, ensure that the programs you administer to help keep this country safe are as effective and as efficient as possible. I hope your testimony today will address many of the issues that affect our local communities. I'm particularly interested in the Justice Department's efforts to help curb the deadly opioid epidemic. I hope to learn more about high-tech law enforcement initiatives you're using to disrupt the sophisticated transnational criminal organizations at the heart of this scourge and how we can best support these efforts. I'm also interested in hearing about your perspective on the humanitarian and the security crisis that we now have on our southern border that we're hearing so much about and how it affects the workload at your department. I look forward to working with Chairman Serrano on these and many other issues with the appropriations process as we move forward for the FY 20 appropriations process. So with that, we look forward to your testimony this morning, and I yield back.
Thank you, Mr. Atterholt. Let me now turn to the chairman of the full committee, my colleague from New York, Mrs. Lowy.
I'd like to thank Chairman Serrano, Ranking Member Atterholt for holding this hearing, and Attorney General Barr, welcome, and thank you for appearing this morning. Before getting into your budget request, I want to address a serious oversight matter, your unacceptable handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. It's been reported that the report is 300 to 400 pages, and I use the term reported because we have no idea how long it actually is. All we have is your four-page summary, which seems to cherry-pick from the report to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president. And in many ways, your letter raises more question than it answers. I must say it is extraordinary to evaluate hundreds of pages of evidence, legal documents, and finding based on a 22-month-long inquiry and make definitive legal conclusions in less than 48 hours. Even for someone who has done this job before, I would argue it's more suspicious than impressive. Your conclusion is something we've seen before. In fact, we've seen it in your own legal writing. In June 2018, you wrote a memo as a private citizen and a former attorney general to the Department of Justice laying out the president's case against obstruction of justice. Your audition clearly went well. I look forward to reviewing the Mueller report myself. I know my constituents do as well. I understand that portions of it must be redacted as a matter of law, but my hope is that you will stop there and bring transparency to this process as soon as possible. The American people deserve the facts. Now, to your 5 FY20 budget request. The request provides a significant increase for immigration judges and a modest increase for most federal law enforcement. However, it either eliminates or significantly cuts respected grant programs at the Department of Justice that really make a difference.
Oh, yeah, make a difference. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I don't think we're going to come back to Barr.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, so the presidential tracking report is in. Let's see. What does it say? Paul, what's it say? Come on, tell us what it says. Rasmussen. It's in. I know everybody's going, come on. Okay, well, we'll talk about the Rasmussen report a little bit. You know, now that Gallup has quit the... No, just kidding. It's really a good number. It's really, really, really a good number. And this comes directly from Rasmussen. The Rasmussen report. Who I respect. I think they're the top of the mark. And, of course, history is proving that to be the case. So, with that, I'm going to announce that the president's approval rate has hit. Are you ready for this? 53%. Don't you hate it when that happens? I mean, seriously, don't you hate it when that happens? Big red headlines. Daily presidential tracking poll. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Tuesday shows, this just came out, by the way, because it comes out at the bottom of the hour, 9:30 Eastern Time. It says, likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance by 53%. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 37% who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing, and 36% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index of plus one. That's a big number, actually. Plus one. So, those of you that had doubts about what's going on here, and of course, definitely has to deal with, it's got to be, of course. Wow. Let's see. This time, 53%. Let's see, today I'm using the graph here. 53% and Obama's approval rate at the time, this time during his presidency, was 47%. So, of course, Obama didn't, he didn't have any scandals going on, did he? His whole 8 years was a scandal, of course. So, anyway, that's the latest figures include 37. Okay, then, of course, looking at the graphic that they have down here and looking at this, obviously his trend line is really up there and getting bigger, strongly approve. This is now strongly disapprove. Okay, so and of course, Obama's disapproval rate was 40% at this time, while his approval rate is what doesn't show here 40%, so about the same. Okay, so that's it that's it for the Rasmussen report. And I just as they sit there and hammer on Trump and they hammer on. Four pages. Only 4 pages. There are 400, and that's all you did. What's wrong with you? So basically, they're reading the statements. I'm gonna jump over here and see if that's if they're still maligning Barr, basically, in this House hearing. And if I see that there's some sort of a response by Mr. Barr, I'd like to know how. Yeah, I mean, this woman doesn't quite figure it out. The one member of the House was asking him, "How can you go through 400 pages and come up with only four as a summary in 4 days? You had it only 4 days." You know, he's got a staff of some. You know, they're supposed to be some of the best lawyers in the nation, right? So, I mean. Oh, here we go. He's speaking now, so I'm going to go back to this. Hang on.
Our National Vetting Center. The president requests an additional $18 million for the FBI to address counterintelligence threats, particularly cyber attacks and threats from hostile foreign intelligence services. Mr. Chairman, there are many other issues facing law enforcement that we could talk about today, but the bottom line is the more than 112,000 men and women at the Department of Justice are doing important work. And we ask for your support. Thank you.
I think that's his comment.
General Barr, in your confirmation hearings,
here come the questions.
You said you
now.
Believed it very important.
First question.
The results of the special counsel Mueller's investigation be shared with Congress and the public. We agree on that. FBI Director Wray, the nation's top counterintelligence investigator, told us last week he had not read the special counsel's report. My question is, with regard to your March 24th and 29th letters to the Judiciary Committees, did Special Counsel Mueller or anyone on his team have a role in drafting them or reviewing them in advance? Did you use any of the summary documents prepared by the special counsel in drafting these documents?
24th and 29th. The letter of the 24th, Mr. Mueller's team did not play a role in drafting that document, although we offered him the opportunity to review it before we sent it out, and he declined that. The letter on the 29th, I don't believe that that was reviewed by Mr. Mueller or that they participated in drafting that letter. But to go back to something you said in your opening statement about the availability of the report, as I've said, as you pointed out, since my confirmation, I do think it's important that the public have an opportunity to learn the results of the special counsel's work. And I said then that I would work diligently to make as much information public as I could and available to Congress as I could. You will recognize that I'm operating under a regulation that was put together during the Clinton administration and does not provide for the publication of the report. But I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can. Now, in my letter of the March 29th, I identified 4 areas that I feel should be redacted, and I think most people would agree. The first is grand jury information, 6E material. The second is information that the intelligence community believes would reveal intelligence sources and methods. The third are information in the report that could interfere with ongoing prosecutions. You will recall that the special counsel did spin off a number of cases that are still being pursued, and we want to make sure that none of the information in the report would impinge upon either the ability of the prosecutors to prosecute the cases or the fairness to the defendants. And finally, we intend to redact information that implicates the privacy or reputational interests of peripheral players where there is a decision not to charge them. Right now, the special counsel is working with us on identifying information in the reports that fall under those 4 categories. We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction. So, for example, if a redaction is made because of a court order in a pending prosecution, we'll state that, and we will distinguish between the various categories. This process is going along very well, and my original timetable of being able to release this by mid-April stands. And so I think that from my standpoint, within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
So let me just get one thing clear for the record. My concern during my opening statement that when you redact something, we should know what area it falls under, that you say will happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your March 24th letter indicated that some actions the special counsel investigated as potentially raising obstruction of justice's concerns had not been publicly reported. Will these actions be identified in the report sent to Congress?
As things stand now, I don't think that they will be redacted, so they will be identifiable.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Adderholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Attorney General, as you know, there is a serious humanitarian crisis at the southern border. In fact, the previous administration explicitly noted that transnational organized crime in Mexico makes the U.S. border more vulnerable because it creates and maintains illicit corridors of border crossings that can be employed by other secondary criminal or terrorist actors or organizations.
Here comes that border thing again.
Of course. Your FY 2020 budget proposes an additional $18 million in resources to help advance the fight against transnational organized crime. Can you talk a bit about Department of Justice and how it is addressing the smuggling networks that are endangering so many of the lives that are being smuggled and trafficked across the southern border, and particularly the children?
Yes, sir. The problem we face on our southern border is really unprecedented. Not just the volume and the makeup of the people coming across from an immigration policy standpoint, but by the strength of the criminal organizations in Mexico. One of the things that has changed a lot in the 30 years when I was Attorney General, has been the strengthening of these criminal organizations in Mexico, these cartels that are not only involved in multiple kinds of drugs and the transportation of those drugs and distribution in the United States, but also into human trafficking. So attacking those transnational criminal organizations is a high priority. The FY 2020 budget requests in a total of $3.2 billion that is targeted at dealing with these transnational organizations. And we're seeking an increase of $109 million this year. We're also seeking $29 million in programmatic enhancements, including $18 million to strengthen the FBI's ability to monitor.
Well, it looks like the border is a big issue here, bigger issue than perhaps they want to have out there right now. They'd rather have the discussion, of course, about the Mueller report, but it seems like he's dispensing with that rather quickly, this AG Barr guy. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of things coming up in the next couple of hours, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.